Let's have a further word of prayer.
那我们再有一次祷告。
Dear Lord, we do thank you for this privilege that we may be gathered here in your lovely name.
亲爱的主，我们为着有这样的权柄，在你的名底下聚集，我们献上我们的感谢。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, you are our God, you are our Master, our Lord.
亲爱的主啊，你是我们的神，你是我们的主。
Our Savior, our Salvation.
你是我们的救主，你是我们的拯救。
You are our Head.
你是我们的头。
And Lord, we bow before Thee.
主，我们在你面前俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we confess, You are the Ministry, and You are the Minister.
主，我们承认你就是那个执事，你就是那位带进神工作的。
You are the giver, you are the receiver.
你是那位赐给的，也是那位接受的。
Lord, for apart from you, we can do nothing.
主啊，在你以外，我们什么事都不能做。
And so, Lord, we're here recognizing your presence here in the midst.
主，我们在这里真是感受到你与我们同在。
And we thank you for the grace that enables us to turn our attention to you.
让我们为着你要赐给我们恩典，让我们能够把我们的心转向你，我们献上我们的感谢。
Lord, our souls can be weighed down with so many distracting things.
主啊，我们的灵常常受到各样事情的搅扰。
We thank you for preparing this place and this time for us to be together with you.
为着你所为我们预备的时间地点，我们能够聚集在你的面前，我们再来献上感谢。
And so, Lord, as we open your word together, we recognize that you alone are the living word.
主啊，当我们再来打开你话语的时候，我们看见，让我们看见你就是那位活的话。
You are the bread of life.
你就是生命的粮。
The water of life.
是那个生命的活水。
Lord, O Lord, we come to receive you together.
主啊，我们一同来领受你自己。
And we do pray, Lord, that our service together would be pleasing to you.
主啊，巴不得我们在你面前的一点服事聚会，在你眼中看为美好。
We depend upon your Holy Spirit for everything.
为着每一样的事情，我们来单单的依靠你的圣灵。
Be honored today. We pray in Jesus' name.
在今天愿你得到一切的颂赞。我们的祷告奉主的名，阿门。
We'd like to read some verses of Scripture.
我们愿意来读几节圣经。
From Ecclesiastes,
传道书
in chapter 3,
第三章
verse 11,
第十一节
Speaking of the Lord, He has made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts.Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
Or some translations say, He has made everything beautiful in His time.
有些翻译呢，他是说，他在他的时间里头呢，把万物造成美好的。
And he has put eternity in their hearts. Apart from this, no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
同时呢，他把那个永远呢放在人的心里，在这个以外呢，没有人能够知道他对他的作为。
That God has put in the heart of every person a capacity to sense eternal things.
神呢，把一个本能摆在每个人的心里头，让人能够认识什么是永远。
The old King James says he's put the world in their hearts.
在那个旧的一钦定本里头啊，他说神把整个世界摆在人的心里头。
Now I have a little trouble. We think about, well, the world's not a good thing.
我们在读这个这样的翻译的时候有一点问有一点难处，因为我们不觉得这个世界是一个好的东西。
But if you think of this world as the universe,
但是说我们把这个世界呢想成这个整个宇宙的话，
that you can look up into the sky on a clear evening and you can see the expanse of heaven.
在一个那个非常宁静的一个晚上的时候，你看着整个天空啊，整个的宇宙在你眼前。
And you could say with the psalmist, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?"
你就在心中就可以发出诗人所唱的赞美，就是说人算什么，你竟顾念他。
That there is a reality that is greater than my mind can take in.
真的有一个实际呢，是我们的心呢是不能够完全领会的。
Even with the most powerful telescope, I can't see it all.
就算是一个最有强力的那望远镜，我们也没有办法看尽一切。
There's a sense, a recognition of eternity.
让我们那里真是那个感受到什么叫做永远、永世。
I'd like to read another portion.
我们再来读另一段圣经。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章
On verse 16,
十六节
The Apostle Paul writes,
使徒保罗这么写
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏。内心却一天新似一天，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，而是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Now Paul says, "What is it that keeps him going?"
保罗在这里说，我们每天到底是怎么样往前去呢？
And dear brothers and sisters, I want to be very honest with you.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里非常的诚实的说。
This is a struggle in my own life.
这是在我的自己生命当中的这一个挣扎。
Is that I can read in the scripture many things that Paul would say.
我可以读那个保罗所写的许多的那个书信。
We do not lose heart.
我们呢确实不上胆。
We're always confident.
我们呢永远都是有信心。
And it seems that no matter what happens to this man, he remains positive.
对了，保罗这个人呢，好像不管在什么事情发生在他身上，他总是那么样的在正面积极。
There is a certainty in this man's heart.
在这个人的心中有一个确据。
It's not just sort of crossing your fingers and hoping that things work out.
就不是是一个人呢，他好像在那永远这个盼望有什么奇迹，有一个凑巧发生什么事情。
This man can go through all kinds of opposition.
这个人呢，他可以经历各式各样的对他的那个抵挡。
Persecutions and afflictions and trials.
那些那个患难，那些苦难在他的身上。
And Paul spoke to his brethren. He said, "The Holy Spirit testifies that in every city bonds and afflictions await me."
他在那里他曾经说，他说有许多的弟兄们的这样子的见证说，在前面呢各样的在各个城市里面都有苦难等着我。
But he said none of these things move me.
但是呢没有一件这些事情呢能够摇动我的心。
Nor do I consider my life of any value to myself.
我对我自己的那个对我来讲的话，这也不算是什么样的事情。
But only that I may fulfill the commission that's been entrusted to me.
只愿意神的旨意在我身上成就。
And I have to say, Lord, this man knows you in a way that I don't know you.
我得就这样子说了，主啊，这个人认识你啊，实在是他的认识实在是不是我所能认识的。
Now, what was the secret?
到底什么是他的秘诀是什么呢？
Now, we know that Paul saw the Lord in glory on the road to Damascus.
我们知道主那个保罗呢在去大马色色的路上呢看见主的荣耀。
He was going full steam in the opposite direction from the will of God.
他呢是在他在全速的走向另外完全跟神旨意相反的路上去。
And was convinced that in opposing Christianity, opposing the gospel, he was doing God's will.
他呢里面是这么样的确据呢，他抵挡教会，抵挡神的儿女呢，是在他在在做行神的旨意的。
And you know the story well.
我想我们都很清楚这样的故事。
Now on that road to Damascus, there was a bright shining light.
在那个去大马色的路上呢，有一个极大的光。
And he fell to the ground. He was blinded by the light.
他呢就倒在地上啊，他是被这个光啊弄瞎了他的眼睛。
And the Lord Jesus spoke to him personally by name.
那个主呢是按照他的名来在向他说话。
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And there was something in this encounter that changed him forever.
就在这样子跟神碰相遇的时候呢，把他的整个人改变了。
For in that encounter, not only did he realize that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who had been crucified, that he is the Lord of glory.
他在这个跟神相遇的这件事情上，他不但看见了主呢，他曾经被钉死的那位主，他实在是那位升入高天之上的主。
But he saw that every believer in Jesus is joined to the Lord Jesus.
他也看见了每一个相信主的人呢，都跟主联合在一起了。
That you stretch out your hand to touch one who belongs to Jesus, you're touching him.
当你伸出你的手啊，想要碰。那个伤害任何一个他的神的儿女的时候，你这伤害，你就碰到了他的主啊。
And not only this, but he saw his commission.
同时呢，在这里他也看见神给他的那个托付。
Jesus is sending him.
耶稣呢是要差遣他。
To bear witness to the people, to the Gentiles.
要他呢向外邦人做见证。
To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light.
要把他们的那个要开他们的眼睛，把他们从黑暗当中的那个带向光明。
To turn them from the power of Satan unto God.
把他们从撒旦的权势底下那个就拯救出来归向神。
To give them forgiveness of sins.
让他们能够得着那个赦罪的恩。
And an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. That's what the Lord Jesus told him.
让他们能够和众圣徒同得那个基业。
And we know that from this point on, he was gripped by the reality of the risen, glorified Christ.
但是从这一个时刻开始呢，他就紧紧的被从死里复活那位主那个实际呢紧紧地抓着他。
It burned down deep inside.
他呢在深深地刻在他的心中。
And you know that he lost the capacity to see for a time.
他呢甚至呢连失去了暂时还看不见东西。
And that a brother was sent to him.
有一个弟兄呢被差遣到他那里去。
To lay hands on him, to pray for him.
按手在他的头上为他祷告。
And it was through that contact in fellowship that the scales fell away from his eyes.
就是借着这样子的交通这样子的接触，他脸上的好像有鳞掉下来似的。
And he got up, he took food, he was baptized.
他就起来吃了饭，他受了浸。
And he never saw things quite the same after that.
从那个之后呢，他看一切事情完全不一样了。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, we know the story.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道这个故事。
And sometimes I find myself saying, you know, well, that has never happened to me.
有的时候我在想啊，这个事情在我身上从来没有发生过。
Maybe if it happened to me like that, I'd be a very different kind of person.
如果这件事情也发生在我身上的话，我这个人会完全不一样。
But I'm just reading about it.
我只不过是现在只不过读读它而已。
And Paul wasn't reading about it. I mean, it happened to him.
保罗他并不是读读，他是真正发生在他身上的。
I said, well, maybe that's why it's not quite the same, because I'm just reading the story.
也许这就是我们不同的地方，我只不过在读读这个故事而已。
And I can stand up and I can preach the story.
我甚至可以起来了，能够传讲这个故事。
But it's not quite the same.
但是呢，不完全一样了。
But then I read a letter like 2 Corinthians.
当我来读哥林多后书的时候,
where Paul is just opening his heart to his brothers.
他在那里保罗把他的整个心呢向他的向他的弟兄们敞开。
In a sense, he's letting them see what's inside.
让他让他们看见他里面是怎么样的人。
And you really get the sense it's not just that he's remembering something that happened in the past.
但我们真是看见他不是仅仅记得曾经发生过的一些事情。
That was the beginning.
这个只不过是开始而已。
But now, day by day, there's a continuing.
那现在呢，是每一天呢，他都活在那个光景底下。
Is possible by the Spirit of the Lord who's come to dwell inside.
是不是有那个可能那个神的灵呢就住在他里头的呢
Paul is looking at him every day.
那保罗是天天注视在他身上的。
When he speaks about opening his Bible,
当他说到他打开他的圣经的时候
I didn't have a Bible to open, I used scrolls back then.
那个时候没有这样的圣经的那个、时候是一个书卷啊。
But this is what he speaks about when he says, reading the books of Moses.
他说呢他在读那个摩西的书了
And he spoke of Moses is a ministry of death. It's a ministry of condemnation.
他说呢说到那个摩西的那个执事呢是死的执事呢是那个对受咒诅的执事啊
And it's only so because there is a veil over my heart.
之所以会这个样子呢是因为有一个帕子在我里面
Now,The veil is taken away.
现在呢，这个帕子已经挪去了。
And in every page of the scripture, I see his face.
在圣经这个书卷里头，每一页我都看见他的面光。
And his glory that I see.
我是看见他的荣光啊。
It's beauty that I see.
看见他的美丽。
And it's possible not just for selected apostles.
这个。不是只是对于某一些某拣选的一些使徒们来说。
Paul said, "Whenever a heart will turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away."
保罗说了，是每一个人当他的心转向归向主的时候，这个帕子就挪出去了。
And we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory.
那我们呢，是好像敞着脸呢，看见主的荣光啊，好像从镜子里反照。是变成主的形象，荣上加荣啊，同样如同从主的灵变成。
I can behold him in the Word of God, and what I see of him is doing something in me.
我呢，在神的话里头呢，能够看见他，能够抓着他，能够发觉他就在我里头。
And it's not like in the days of old.
不像在那个旧日子一样。
Where I will fall down in shame.In a sense of unworthiness.
我呢，这就是那个躺在羞愧的那个光景里头。
There's something of recognition going on in my heart.
在我的心里头呢，有一个真实的认知啊。
Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
就好像呢，在镜子里头反照能够抓到那个主的荣光似的。
Now, is it possible to look in the mirror?And see the Lord there.
真的一个可能的时候，从镜子里头能够看见主啊。
You say, well, that can't be.
他说这不太可能吧。
But dear brothers and sisters, this is the secret.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个秘诀。
That Paul look in the mirror.
保罗呢，他看着那个镜子。
And he didn't see himself anymore.
他的不再要看到的不再是他自己了。
He didn't see his unworthiness, his wretchedness.
他看不见他自己的那个卑贱，他的败坏。
He saw the glory of the Lord.
他看见的是那个主的荣耀。
That Christ has come to live in me.
那个基督呢，已经来住在我的里面。
The same Christ that I met on the road to Damascus.
就是他这个基督，就是我在大马路上所遇见的那一位。
The same Christ who seated at the right hand of the Father in glory.
这个是就是那位基督是坐在父神右边的那一位。
Now by the Spirit of the Lord has come to take up residence in me.
如今呢，借着神的灵呢，他已经住在我的里面了。
And when I see him in the Word of God.
我当我在神的话里头呢，看见他的时候。
There's something in my heart that answers to that. This is amen to that.
在我的那个灵的深处呢，有一个回应，这是阿门。
And it's not me anymore, it's Christ living in me.
这如今的不再是我,
now you know, brothers, this is the precious gospel.
弟兄姊妹们,
that anyone who would turn to the Lord Jesus Christ,
任何一个人他转向基督的时候,
by the grace of God, to confess I'm a sinner and I have no hope of salvation.
接着神的恩典呢，我们承认我们是罪，我们没有任何得救的盼望。
But I receive Jesus as my Savior.
但是我接受基督呢，这做我的救主。
I receive Him as the sacrifice for my sin.
我接受呢，他就是我罪所要付上的代价。
His precious blood shed on the cross. Take my sin away.
他的那个宝血呢，洗净我一切的罪。
And I'm counted righteous before God. God the Father accepts me because of His Son.
那么我在神面前就被称为义了，因为他儿子的缘故呢，我们在父神面前呢，被他所接纳。
And the Holy Spirit come to live in my heart.
圣灵呢就来住在我的里面。
And when He comes, Jesus comes.
当他来的时候，耶稣也来了。
And when I stand up to be baptized,
当我站起来要受浸的时候,
that's my testimony. I go down into the water.
这是我所要做的见证,
I've been crucified with Christ. I've been buried with Him. And now I come up out of the water.
如今呢,
and now Christ is my life.
基督成为我的生命,
I've been raised together with Him.
我呢,从死里中和他一同复活了,
and now it's no longer I that's living, it's Christ that's living.
如今呢,不再是我,
and it's the foundation of every Christian life.
这是呢,
what is the problem?
那么问题在什么地方呢?
Oftentimes, I would read that or affirm that, and it just doesn't seem to be true from day to day.
每一次在读到这些话的时候呢，在我每天的生活里头，并不太那样的真实。
And Paul, he sort of gives a little insight.
那么保罗呢，在让我们告诉一些里面的故事。
How can you live with the knowledge that outwardly you're wasting away?
那么怎么可能活在一个知识里头是我们外体渐渐毁坏的这个光景里面呢?
You're getting weaker and weaker as you get older and older.
当你渐渐年老的时候，你一天比一天的衰弱。
There's a part of me that's fading away.
那么我的一部分的我呢，已经慢慢的衰那个衰残了。
But at the same time, on the inside, there's a renewing day after day.
但是呢，在同时呢，我的里头这个人呢，是一天新是一天的。
How can these be true at the same time?
那这两件事情怎么可能同时都是真实的呢？
Now this is something as a young believer, I couldn't grasp it.
那么这次当我还是年轻的基督徒的时候，我没办法领会的。
I thought, well, I'm very weak.
我说呢，我是非常的软弱。
And the Lord wants to make me strong.
但是主呢，要把我变成强壮。
I need to grow, and as I grow, I'm going to be stronger and stronger.
当我在成长的时候，我一天比一天强壮的。
And I won't know as much now, but soon I'll know a lot more.
我现在呢，很多事情可能我们不知道的，我不知道，但是我会越来越清楚的。
And then I couldn't see how it could be that one day I would wake up and I wouldn't feel very much like a Christian.
我不太能够想象了，我一天有一天我醒来的时候呢，我发觉并不太像基督徒了。And
I thought I was making so much progress.
我看见我是每一天每一天在长进啊。There
was a few days there and it was getting better and better.
真的有好几天有一些日子里面呢，我是一天比一天好的。And
all of a sudden it seemed like I just fell flat.
那么突然有一天发觉呢，我什么都不是了。
I had no a good feeling anymore.
我不在里面有好的感觉了。
And it seemed like, oh, well, all of these things that were so bad, it seemed like, well, I'm just as grouchy as I ever was.
我有一天呢，就发觉呢，我这个人呢，里面就像以前一样的败坏啊。
And it takes a long time to recognize that it's not I, but it's Christ.
那个花好长的时间的发觉呢，不再是我，乃是基督他自己。
It's not that I become anything or you become anything.
不是说我变成什么样的一个人物，你变成什么样的一个人物。
But it's Christ becomes more and more.
而是基督呢在我里面越来越增加。
I remember when I was a bit younger, I was at a conference.
当我记得我有点还年轻的时候，我在一个特会里头。
And it was a workshop, and an older brother was sharing on the things of the kingdom of God.
在一个专题里面呢，有一个年长的弟兄，他在那个分享那个天国的信息。
And he spoke of the judgment seat of Christ, the soon coming of the Lord Jesus to reign in his glory.
他说到了那个将要来的耶稣基督所说到那个审判的宝座，那是那个将来有的荣耀。
And the room was set up in such a way that you could kind of, I was sitting on the side and you could kind of see other brothers and sisters on the other side.
那么在那里面的那个教室这个会堂里面的那个安排呢，我是坐在旁边，我可以看到每一个人的他脸上的表情。
And I noticed there were many younger brothers who were sitting towards the front.
我看到许多那些年轻的弟兄姊妹坐在前面。
And they were younger than me, you know, in their 20s and 30s.
他们呢比我那时候还比我还年轻，大概二三十岁。
And they looked very serious, very very sober.
他们呢，非常的严肃啊，他们呢非常的被主得着。
This is a very serious matter.
这是非常认真的一位弟兄。
But I noticed that behind them there are some elderly saints.
但是我又发觉在他坐在他们后面有一些比较年长的一些弟兄姊妹。
And the white-haired brothers and sisters.
那他们都是一些银发族的弟兄姊妹们。
And they were hearing the same message.
他们呢听到同样的信息。
But their face was shining with joy.
显出来是喜乐显在他们的脸上。
And I say, is this really so? And I look, I really studied this.
他说我在想说这确实是这样子的吗?
And I really saw Christ in my older brothers and in my younger brothers.
我在那里实在是在这些比较年长的弟兄姊妹身上，跟这些年轻的弟兄姊妹身上都看见我们的主。
Because a young man needs to be sobered by the truth.
我们的这些年轻的弟兄姊妹们必须呢 sober.
Needs to be serious and grave.
他们必须的认真，他们非常的严肃。
Not given to levity, lightness.
不是呢，给这些事情轻轻忽忽的看这些真理。
But the elderly brothers of those, their hearts are fixed.
但是呢，这些比较年长的弟兄姊妹们，他们的心已经被抓住了。
They pass through many of the storms and weathers of life, and they've discovered that God is faithful.
他们呢，经过人生许多的风暴啊，他们发觉呢，神是信实。
And that Christ is all in all.
那基督是在一切，又住在一切之内。
And there's a confidence there that comes from a rest in the knowledge of who He is.
他们呢，在里面呢，发觉有一个平安，有一个确据，是他认识那他们所相信的那一位。
I was reminded again this. It was a couple Saturdays ago.
我提醒了我在几个礼拜六之前。
And we meet for prayer in the morning.
我们在早上的时候呢，聚在一起祷告。
And one matter we were praying about. There was a young sister in our fellowship.
我们有一件祷告的一件事呢，是有一个年轻的姊妹在我们的聚会当中。
She's about 20 years old, a student at Rutgers.
她大概20岁左右，现在是 Rutgers的学生。
And she was recently diagnosed with lymphatic cancer, lymphoma.
她最近才被诊断出来是有淋巴癌。
And as we heard this news and we shared this burden, we prayed together for her.
当我们听到这个消息的时候，我们呢跟她一起祷告。
And there were tears that were shed.
那个我们呢正在流泪的祷告。
And then after this time of prayer,
当这个祷告之后呢，
one elderly sister took out some photographs.
有一个比较年长的姊妹呢拿出一些照片。
She had just received in the mail some photographs of her new granddaughter.
她就在那个 最近收到信里头呢，是收到一些他的这个孙女的最近的一些照片。
And she shared with everyone, passed it around.
他把这个照片呢跟每个人分享，这传给每个人。
And everyone, we couldn't help it, there was joy, a smile on our face.
每个人都看见了，在他脸上啊，满脸那个笑容。
And I thought, well, the tears haven't even dried, and there's joy there. How can that be?
他说我在讲说，我们的眼泪刚还没有干呢，现在就有笑了，怎么可能呢？
And there's a sense in which the eternal God.
在那里我们就是经历到那个永生的神。
Behind the appearance of things.
在这些表面所发生的事情之后。
Behind what seems to be, on the one hand, very, very sad or very bad.
在这个他从一面来看呢是非常不好的，是让人沮丧的这个消息，他在这后面。
He's working there.
他在那里，他在工作。
He's in control there.
他在那里掌权。
And it was shared with us how our young sister in the hospital.
这时候让我们想到这个年轻的姊妹在医院里头。
She was very peaceful.
她呢是非常的平安。
She was rest in the Lord.
她呢在主里面有安息。
And here at the same time, we see this young life.
在同时呢。我们呢看见一个新的生命。
And how can we rejoice at this new life?
我们怎么能够跟这个新的生命一同喜乐呢？
It's the beauty of the Lord. He's behind.
那是主的那个荣美在这个事情在那个后面。
And there was rejoicing and there was sorrow.
在那里啊，同时有喜乐，同时有悲伤。
But the Lord is in it all.
但是主在这一切之内。
And dear brothers and sisters, we left that prayer meeting. There was a song in our hearts.
当我们离开那场聚会的时候呢，在我们里面有一个诗歌。
Now who was singing?
谁在那里在唱呢
？Well, it's Christ who's singing.
是基督在那里唱。
I don't know if you ever thought about it that way.
我不晓得你是否有这样子讲过。
Why all of these good times and all of these bad times?
为什么有这些悲伤的时候，有这些喜悦的时候？
You know, we read in Ecclesiastes.
那在那个传道书里面呢，我们这么读到。
And you know Ecclesiastes 3.
你知道传道书第三章里头。
To everything there's a season.
在一切事情都有定期。
And there's a time for every purpose under heaven.
那个天下万物都有定时的。
There's a time to be born, there's a time to die.
有生有时呢，死有时。
A time to sow and a time to reap.
有那个栽种有时呢，拔出去栽种也有时。
To kill and a time to heal.
有杀戮有时呢，医治有时。
A time to break up and a time to build up.
拆毁有时呢，建造有时。
A time to weep, a time to laugh. You know the scripture.
哭有时，笑有时，你们都知道这些经文的。
And I'd always look at that. Well, there are bad times and there are good times.
我常常看这些事情的时候，是有些是不好的时候，有些是好的时候。
There are sometimes I wish I could hold on to them.
有些时刻呢，我怕不得能够紧紧抓住它。
It's so pleasant. I wish it would never go away.
是这么样让我喜乐，我巴不得它永远那个不要过去。
I remember my daughter, my only child, used to sit in my lap.
我记得呢，我那个唯一的一个女儿就曾经坐在我的那个膝上。
And we used to read together.
我们呢曾经在一起读。
And now she's 13, no such thing anymore.
她现在已经13岁了，我们再也找不到这样的时光了。
No way.
不太可能了。
And you realize, well, something, you know, I probably enjoyed that a lot more than she did back then.
我想在回到以前她坐在我腿上的时候，我想我享受那个时光比她享受的要多得多。
And you know, maybe I'd like for her to just stay like that for a long time.
我那时候在我里头的盼望是巴不得那个时光就停在那里，停久一点。
But no, she's growing.
但是呢，她不断在长大呀。
And there's a way which I've got to let go.
有些时候我都必须让这事情过去。
And something that was so precious that it came and it passed.
那有些有许多宝贝的事情，他们就来了就要走了。
And sometimes you try to hold on to it, but you can't hold on.
真的有的时候你想抓住它，你却抓不着。
And there's other times that I just dread those times.
那有些但是有些其他的时候呢，我就是真的忍耐的拖着。
Well, I'm not looking forward to it at all.
我呢是一点都不期望了，现在那些时刻发生。
But I'm not looking forward to raking all the leaves.
我那个leaves.
The leaves falling from the trees.
我从来那个不期待看到那些叶子落下来。
And my wife always reminding me if we have to rake the leaves or I have to rake them.
那个我太太一直在提醒我们呢就是我了那个需要这个扫这些叶子。
There's some situation at work, some demand on my life, and I just dread it.
那个有些时候在我里头真是非常好，但是有些时候呢，就是那个我里头在里头在那个紧紧忍着的。
And I can't wait till it's over with.
我呢就巴不得的赶快事情就过去了。
But you know, even that too, it comes and it goes.
但是就算那些就算这样，那些也是来了就去了。
And what's the worst thing I could imagine? Well, maybe I would be sick. I would lose my health.
那个可能最差的光的情形是我可能生病了，我失去我的健康了。
There's a dear sister in our fellowship, an older sister. She's been in hospital and in rehab, in and out for over a year.
我们在我们聚会当中呢，有一位年长的姊妹啊，她在住在医院里头，她也在到去做复健，她是从医院进进出出好多年了。
She had to have a knee replacement surgery.
她甚至呢，她的膝盖呢也做了一些动手术。
And it just didn't work. It just didn't heal back right.
但是呢，就是怎么样治不好。
And she was very very weak.
她是非常非常的软弱。
All of her insurance gradually was all used up.
她的那个保险慢慢都用光了。
And she thought, well, maybe she might just have to sell her house in order to have the funds to continue to go on.
那么她也许她需要卖掉她的房子，她有着足够的钱继续这样医治下去。
And every time that I've seen her or heard a report about her,
我每一次我看到她的时候，或是听到别人说到她的时候。
Is that her spirit is very peaceful.
那个总是说到她的那个里面的灵是非常非常的平安的。
And time after time, you see assistance comes through right at the last moment.
那么那个常常发觉呢，那在最需要的关键的时候，帮助来到了。
The Lord will make provision.
那神呢，他自己供应。
The Lord will supply some brother or sister to help.
神的那个主呢，借着一些弟兄姊妹来帮助他。
The financial resource, it just comes through.
有些那个这个经济上的资源就这么来了。
And then the last thing that I heard, it was just yesterday.
那么我最后最近听到的这个事情是昨天听到的。
Oh, she needed a transfusion, and she was back in intensive care.
她呢需要输血，她在那个这个加护病房里头。
But that her spirit was very good.
但是呢，他的那个灵呢，非常非常的好。
And brothers and sisters, you know situations like this, you encounter it every day.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道这样的情形，你也在每天的这生活里头也碰到过。
What is for the world occasion of despair?
那么在这个世上的时候，我们常常在遇到一些这个悲伤的事情。
For those who belong to the Lord, it's an occasion to see something of His glory shine through.
对于那些属神的人来讲的话，这些时刻呢是看见神呢的那个荣耀了，借着这些事情，他显彰显了出来。
Really, that's the message here in Ecclesiastes.
也许他就是在那个传道书里面所要
说的。You know, we say, well, there are good times and there are bad times.
我们说呢，有些是好的时光，有些是不好的时光。
Oh, and I want to hold on to the good times, and I hope the bad times get over with quick.
我那个是巴不得能够紧紧抓到那好的时光，但那些不好的时光让它赶快过去。
But after this long list of good times and bad times.
但是呢，当经过这个这一台连串的说到这个好哪些是好的事情，哪些是不好的时候了之后呢
？We read, He has made.Everything beautiful in His time.
在这我们就读到了，他说神呢造万事呢各按其时成为美好，在他的时光里头使他成为美好。
Why all these ups and downs?
为什么有这些高高低低些那个起伏的事情呢
？It's an occasion to discover that God The eternal God is behind it all.
这就是那个我们呢，让我们发觉呢，那个永生的神就在这些一切事情之后的时刻。
A time to be born, a time to die.
有生有时，死有时。
Birth, precious, joy. How about death?
那么生呢，过确实是宝贝的，是那个喜乐的。那么死呢
？Death is a sad time, a sorrowful time.
死呢是一个悲伤的时刻，是一个难过的时刻。
But is there another way to look at it?
那么我们有没有从另外一个角度能够来看它呢
？Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints.
那么那个神看。
But God is looking at the death of His saints and He's not crying.
那么神看到他的那个他的圣徒死的时候，他并没有哭啊。
God sees something precious there.
他神看见这件事情呢是有些宝贵的地方。
You hear Paul talk like that in 2 Corinthians.
你们看见保罗呢，他在格林多后书啊，他就是这样子说的。
He says, "Well, this tent is wearing out."
他说这个帐篷呢是慢慢的那个摔坏的。
He spoke of his body as a tent.
他说到他的身体呢，就像一个帐篷似的。
And he said, "We know that even if this tent should be destroyed."
他说就是这个帐篷呢，也要被毁坏的。
We have a house not made with hands.
但是我们在天上呢，有一个不是人手所造的房屋啊。
Eternal in the heavens.
是在。天上有那个永生在里头。
And you know, well, we long to put off this earthly and to put on the eternal.
所以我们呢，这巴不得呢，能够把这个暂时的那个摆下来，能够得着那个永远的。
And it long to be away from the body and home with the Lord.
我们说呢，我们那个巴不得呢，能够离开这个身体，能够与主同在。
Because as long as we're in the body, we're away from the Lord.
只要我们一天在这个主里头呢，就是与主相离的。
And you realize, well, wait a minute, he's talking about death.
但是等一等。保罗在这边所说的是说到死亡啊。
But it doesn't sound like that.
但是呢，他讲的时候不像在说死的这件事情。
It says, "I have a temporary dwelling."
他只是说呢，我这里有一个暂时居住的地方。
And it served me well.
但是他确实他那个带过一些好处。
And day by day, will you know it's wearing out?
但是呢，他是那个一天比一天的衰败啊。
But praise God, there is a permanent dwelling.Waiting for me.
但是感谢神呢，因为那有一个永远的居所在那等着我。
He's talking about a body.
这里呢，他是说到我们的身体。
And he said, "Well, the time will come when I'll put off this tent and I'll put on my house."
当时候到的时候呢，我就把地上的帐篷就脱下来了，我就穿上在天上的房屋了。
Would you rather live in a tent or in the house?
你到底是希望住在一个帐篷里头呢，还是希望住在一个房屋里头呢
？Well, I might live in a tent for a while. I see it's functional.
也许我们只住在帐篷里面呢一段时间，它确实是也管用。
It's better than being out in the cold and the rain.
总比在外面那个淋雨吹风好啊。
But the house is the permanent place.
但是呢，房屋呢是一个永远的居住。
That's where I'm going to settle down.
那里就是我要永远居住的地方。
And you realize that this brother is talking about.Death.
你注意的是，这位弟兄他在讲关于死的事情。
And he said, "Well, I die every day. You know the scripture."
那个他说我呢是天天死啊，你知道这样的是圣经的。
Made to face his mortality every day.
他呢是带到一个地步，是天天面对死亡的。
And in the midst of all of these things, it make him weak.
那个许多的事情呢，使他一天比一天软弱。
There is a renewing every day.
但是呢，在里面呢，是一天新是一天的。
On the inside, all things are new.
但是在里面呢，一切都是新的。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
The things that are seen are only temporary.
我们所见的呢是暂时的。
You know, Paul could rejoice in the Lord even at the time where churches that he had established were scattering.
那么当 就算是他所建立的那个教会嘛，他都分散的时候呢，他还是里头在主里能够喜乐。
He had seen the gospel come in power.
他看到那个福音呢是带着能力来的。
To Gentile cities.
到这些外邦的城市里面。
Who had no knowledge of God.
他们呢从来不认识神的。
They turned from idols to serve the living God.
他们呢从这个偶像转移偶像归向神。
And all the evidences of life in the Spirit.
许多的事情证明呢是灵是生命的。
Faith.Hope, love, in evidence.
信心、爱心、忍耐在一切身上都显明了出来。
And he lived long enough to see much scattering.
但是呢，他活得够长久啊，让这些他看见这些事情就广传了。
And his own ministry cut short. He was thrown in prison.
但是呢，他的执事突然被打断了，他被摆在监狱里头。
And instead of sorrow and despair,
与其呢，他里面有这个失望，有伤心。
There is an overflow of revelation of the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是它里面呢，涌出来的是那一位主呢，他自己的工作。
Something that represents God's heart.Toward man.
那些事情呢是显出来神向人有的心意。
That we can read today by the Spirit of God, catch a glimpse of the heart of God.
当我们今天在读神的话的时候，能够抓到看到一点神他自己的心意。
The things that are seen are only temporary.
我们眼睛所能看见的不过是暂时的。
The things of God are eternal.
但是呢，关于神的事情呢，是永恒的。
That he could see through the veil of appearance.
他呢，可以从外面的一些外表里头呢，穿过这些来看到里面的事。
And in 2 Corinthians 5, he said, "All things are of God."
在哥林多后书第五章第二哥林多后书第五章，他说一切都是属乎神。
All things are of God.
一切都是来自于神的。
Whatever he allows,
任何神所允许的。
It's not by chance at all, it's by design.
那不是呢偶尔发生的，是神他自己所设计的。
It happens by design.
它是神精心所设计的。
The foundation of the gospel that God would send his own son.
那么福音的根基呢是神差遣他的儿子。
And that his own son would be rejected.
那么他的独生子呢会被人所拒绝
and treated shamefully
被羞辱的对待
and nailed to a Roman cross as a common criminal
把被钉在罗马人的十字架上面好像一个普通的囚犯似的
and it seemed as if all of the hopes that were fixed upon Jesus were dashed to the ground
好像一切在主耶稣基督身上所带来的那个盼望，一下子什么都没有了。
But on the day of Pentecost, there is the declaration at Pentecost.
但是在五旬节的时候呢，有一个大的宣告。
That Jesus who died, God has raised from the dead.
那么耶稣基督死了，但是神叫他从死里复活了。
He has been seen by witnesses.
他呢是有许多的见证人看见他。
And we testify as those who have received the Holy Spirit from heaven.
我们呢是借着神呢借着接受圣灵他的住下来，我们来见证他。
And it was no man that crucified him.
不是人的手定他十字架的。
It was God Himself that gave His Son.To be crucified.
但是实在是神把他的儿子交付死地的。
Even from eternity past, it was appointed that he should be the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world.
甚至在永恒的过去的时候呢，在就知道了他的儿子要成为神的羔羊，要除去世人罪孽的。
That it was God that was behind it.
这一件事情神在背后。
And indeed, through his death, eternal redemption is secured.
但是 实在是借着他的死亡呢，那么的永远的那个救恩呢，就有确据了。
Now something has happened to open the eyes to see beyond the appearance of things.
那么实在是必须要有一些事情发生了，那个让我们看得见，在这些所发生事情的背后到底什么意义。
And to see the eternal reality as God sees it.
我们看见那个永恒的实际呢，是从神的眼光来看的。
In 2 Corinthians, he goes on and on.
在更多后书，他不断的这么说。
He speaks of a new creation in Christ.
他说到呢，在基督里面那个新造的人。
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The old has passed away.
旧事已过。
Behold, all things have become new.
一切都变成新的了。
Now he sees beyond.The appearance of things.
他呢是看从他能够越过这些外面所表面上所看见的事情呢，看过这些被事情的后背。
Beyond the opposition to the gospel.
那么把那个越过这些抵挡的事情呢，看见这个福音呢。
He sees beyond the wavering faith of many of God's people.
他呢。那个能够越过这许多这些神的百姓呢，他们信心当中软弱。
And he sees a new creation in Christ Jesus.
他看见了一件事情，是在基督里面那个新造的人。
Not just someday.
不是将来有一天。
Not just someday after our trials are over, there'll be a new heavens and a new earth where righteousness dwell.
不是说有一天呢，我们所有的那个试炼都过去了之后，我们在新天新地里面的那一天呢。
He saw through the appearance that right now in Christ Jesus, all things are become new.
透过呢外面所发生的这些事情呢，他看透了，看见了，在那个在基督里面的一切都成了新的。
There is a creation wherein dwells righteousness.
在这个新的心道里面呢，里面有义住居住在其间。
Everything is right. Everything is as it should be.
在那里头呢，一切呢都是他必须他原先所有的那个对的。
It's in Christ Jesus.
都是在基督里头的。
And if you belong to Him, you're in Christ Jesus.
如果你属于他的话呢，你就在他的里面。
So I said, from now on, we look at no one from a human point of view. We look at no one according to the flesh.
我说我们从此呢不再从人的来看基督了，认识基督了。
All of these loved ones who won't hear the gospel.
这些他们所爱的人，他们不愿意听，他们不能听到福音。
Now, probably every one of us has a loved one or a family member, and we've sought to share Christ with him, perhaps for years.
也许呢，我们中间都有人，你有你自己所爱的人，你跟他传福音传了多年了。
And we see nothing but opposition or just indifference, just I don't care.
那我们但是我们所收到的回应呢，就是。他不能相信，我不觉得这个是对的。
And we know how that can just sort of catch in our hearts as a heaviness in our hearts.
那个这些事情在我们里面是何等样的沉重啊！
But Paul, he went from city to city. All he saw was opposition.
但是呢，保罗他从一个城到另外一个城，他所遭遇到的都是许许多的反对抵挡。
But here and there.There was a heart that would turn to the Lord.
但是呢，他看见在这里，在那里，有人的心呢转向神了。
And how does he describe it?
但是他怎么样来描述这个事情呢？
He says we're ambassadors for Christ.
他说我们呢是神的基督的使者。
That in Christ God is reconciling the world to Himself.
那在基督里呢，神已经把那个整个世界的那个在基督里头和好了。
And so God is going and He's making peace.
那么，神在那里使基督成为我们的和平。
He's bringing his enemies into a relationship with himself.
他是把他的过去的仇敌呢，把他们带回来，来跟他发生紧密的关系。
Through Jesus Christ.
是借着耶稣基督的。
Now, dear brother and sister, that's seeing through the veil.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是能够看透过那个幔子。
There is something deeper than just the appearance of things.
那在这个我们所看见的外面的事情里面，有一些更深层的意义。
And he lets slip in different parts of his letter where, for example, the guards who would watch him in the prison have come to faith in Jesus.
在他的一些话语，有时候说到一些话语的时候，他的话里面，他说有时候把那个监狱的一些看守监狱的人把他们带到神的面前来。
The prison guard got saved.
这些狱卒们呢，他们也得救了。
Dear brothers and sisters, there is a reality behind the veil of appearance.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个我们所看见的这个幔子的后面呢，有一个实际的事情。
And all the Lord, open our eyes, open my eyes.
巴不得主呢，开我们的眼睛，开我的眼睛。
To really see as He sees.
但是能够看见事情，是从他所能看见的角度来看。
You know, go back and read 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们回去呢，再来读《哥林多后书》第五章。
And you'll say he's not just sort of lecturing.
他在那里也并不是只是讲一篇道。
He's just sharing his heart.
他实在是那个分享他在那里倾心吐意。
What is it that keeps us going?
到底是什么事情呢？使我们不断能够再往前去
？Well, we're controlled, we're constrained by the love of Christ.
我们的是。是那个主的爱激励我们。
No, why is that? How is that?
到底怎么会这样子呢？怎么回事呢
？Because we judge thus, we make this judgment.
我们呢是这样子看，这样子，因为呢我们是这样子看见。
That when one died for all, all have died.
那是因为一人代替众人死，众人就都死了。
Now that's seeing something in the death of the Lord Jesus that's not apparent from the outside.
这就是看见呢，不是从外面来看耶稣基督他的死了。
First of all, he's dying is dying for me.
首先呢，他死呢是为我死。
And secondly, his dying is me dying.
进一步呢是当他死的时候呢是我也死了。
And not only me dying, he's dying, he's all dying.
不但是说我死了，所有的人都死了。
And he died for all so that they which live.
他既替众人死的是那些活着的人。
Now what's he saying, those who live?
到底是他说是那么谁活着呢？
He just said all died.
他不是刚刚说都死了吗？
That's true. All died when he died.
确实是的，当他死的时候，这些人都死了。
And now all live because he lives.
现在呢，因着他活着，所有的人也都活了。
And what's the outcome of that?
到底这个他的结果是什么呢？
Those who live might live no longer for themselves.
结果呢，就是那些活的人不再为自己活。
But for him who for their sake died.And was raised.
那是为他们那个死而复活的主。
As that seeing something of the eternal reality of the death of Christ.
但是这是借着那个主耶稣基督的死，我们看见他那个永恒的事情。
The eternal reality of His resurrection.
他的复活在永恒里面的实际。
Not just as an item of teaching.
这不是只是一些教导而已。
But it's the foundation and the spring.Of life itself.
是生命那个所流露出来的那个根基啊。
Now, dear brother and sister, have you ever thought about it that way?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有这样子想过呢？
It's not just something that should be true.
那这个不是只是一些事情，这必须是，这应该是对的。
It's not just something that is a theory.
不是只是一些事情，是一些理论而已。
But for Paul, this is the key to everything.
但是对保罗来讲的话呢，这个是对于每一件事情的那个钥匙。
To recognize that in Christ, God has done this.
认识一件事情呢，在基督耶稣里头，神已经做成了一件事。
Or how about this? He, God, made Christ to, who knew no sin, to be sin for us.
让我们看见的是神呢使那个不知罪的人替我们成为罪。
That when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, he was made sin.
在那个借着十字架呢，他是被做成那个罪的。
Your sin, my sin, the sins of the world.
是你的罪，是我的罪，是整个世界的罪。
Were laid upon him.
是整个的那个倾倒他身上。
The righteous judgment of God, the wrath of God was poured out on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那个神公义的审判，神的那个愤怒呢，是整个的倾倒在耶稣基督身上。
And what is the outcome of that?
到底那个结果是什么呢？
That we might be the righteousness of God in Christ.
那它的结果呢，就是让我们在基督耶稣里能够成为神的义。
This really get hold of my heart, really sink in.
这实在是抓紧紧抓到我的心呢，是紧紧的落实在我里头。
God has nothing against you.
神呢，没有那个任何一件事情是为了要反对你的。
Because Christ His Son was made sin.
因为呢，那个耶稣基督已经为我们成为罪了。
And that sin was judged and put away.
那个罪呢，已经被审判了，已经被那个除去了。
And now the very righteousness of God, we are.
那么我们呢就成为神的义了。
In Christ.
在基督里头。
Now, do I allow myself to believe that?
那么我能不能够信得来呢？
Or I still think, well, maybe I'm a little bit more righteous than I was a few years ago.
哎，我在想，也许呢，我比几年以前呢，更有公义一点了。
But I still got a long way to go.
但是呢，我还有很远的路要走。
Generally, we speak about it that way.
我们通常都这么想，这么说啊。
And we share all it is a consciousness of, well, my weakness, my sin, my failure.
我们也常常对着那个我的软弱，我的那个失败，做个对比。
But Paul treats all of these things as appearance.
但是呢，保罗看这些罪，这些外面都是些外面的一些事情。
The truth is as it is in Jesus, in Christ.
但是它里面它的实际，它的真实的那个价值的意义呢，是在耶稣基督里面的。
And you begin to realize this is the glory that he beheld when he opened up the Scripture.
那个你就发觉呢，是当保罗打开圣经的时候呢，他抓住了看见那个荣耀。
There is a hope that enters within the veil.
他呢是 有一个盼望能够带他进入幔内的。
That I can go inside and I can be there with God.
在我能够进入那个幔子里面，能够跟神的同在。
And in the old time, is the fear of death was heavy upon me.
在那个旧时的时候呢，那么那个我里头啊是有那个惧怕死亡啊，那个重压在我身上。
And you know the high priest, he could only go in once a year.
你知道吗？当那个大祭司他一年只能进去一次的。
And that only when he was covered from head to toe with what represented the righteousness of God in Christ.
那么he
was clothed from head to toe. All of the priestly garments covered him up.
他是从头到脚，整个那个是大祭司的那个服装的，那个穿在他身上，就代表耶稣基督的。
And you know he had the little bell on his robe. You've heard that.
在他的衣服的旁边有那个铃铛啊。
As long as you could hear that bell, it meant he was still alive.
只要你还听到那个铃铛的声音呢，他还是活着的。
If you stop hearing the bell, well, that was not good.
如果你听不到声音的话，听不到那个灵的声音的话，不是一件好事情。
One misstep and could call forth the judgment.
只要他做了一件错事，他就会受到神的审判。
But that's the old time. Now Paul says we have a high priest who's gone in.
但是旧时的时候了。那么现在呢，是我们有一个耶稣基督，他是大祭司呢，进到神的面前。
Not this earthly tent, but he's gone into heaven itself.
他不是在地上的帐篷了，是在天上。
Not with the blood of bulls and goats that can't take away sins.
那个不是借着牛羊的血，这个牛羊血是不能够除罪的。
But with his own blood.
是借着他自己的血。
Having accomplished eternal redemption.
他呢已经成就了永远的救恩了。
And now we have a hope that's steadfast, an anchor of the soul.
那是如今呢，在我们的魂里头呢，有一个确据，有个盼望。
That enters in behind the veil.
让我们能够进入那个幔子后面。
Where Jesus, as a forerunner, he's gone for us.
那个我们耶稣基督他是先锋啊，为我们是先进入幔内的。
We can go and live there in the presence of God.
那我们可以进入那里，我们可以活在神的面前。
And we can behold the glory of the Lord.
我们可以那个看见神的荣耀。
Not fearing the judgment of God, but enjoying.The love and the mercy and the grace of God.
我们呢在那里也不太惧怕神的审判，而是呢能够享受神的爱、神的荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is our portion in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们在基督耶稣里面所得的份。
Recently at a conference, and I'll close with this.
我就是。做这件事情，一点事情做祷告，在最近有一个特会里头。
The Lord brought before the saints gathered a considering of spiritual inheritance.
神呢把圣徒们聚集在一起，一同来思想属灵的产业。
And the brother shared about the eternal nature
of this inheritance.
那个弟兄们在交通了这个属灵的那个产业，它这个永恒里面的价值。
Salvation is an eternal salvation.
救恩呢是永远的救恩。
Redemption is an eternal redemption.
那个救赎呢是永远的救赎。
The Spirit of God, the eternal Spirit.
神的灵呢是永生神的灵。
The inheritance is an eternal inheritance.
这个产业呢是永远的产业。
The life we receive through faith in Christ is eternal life.
我们在耶稣基督所得到的生命呢是永远的生命。
The perfect purpose and will of God is His eternal will, His eternal purpose.
那么神他的美好的旨意呢，它是永恒的旨意，永远的旨意。
That means all of these precious realities are invisible.
那么他这是说到呢，这些一切这个属灵的这些事情呢，是不是眼见的？They
can't be seen with the eye.
他们不是我们肉眼能够看得见的。But
they can be seen with the eyes of the heart.
他们呢是借着我们的心里头的眼睛能够看得见。As
a heart turns to the Lord.
当我们的心转向主的时候，The
veil is taken away.
那个帕子就出去了。And
we all with unveiled face.
我们呢是敞着脸呢。And
behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
在那个镜子里头反看，在镜子里头看见神的荣耀。And
Paul spoke of this glory as very weighty, very heavy.
当保罗他说到这个的时候，他是说非常非常的有分量的。And
all the afflictions, by comparison, very, very light.
那么在说到一切相较之下呢，他所说到那个苦楚呢，就微不足道了。Dear
brothers and sisters, let's pray for one another.
弟兄姊妹，让我们彼此祷告。That
our eyes may be open.
让我们的眼睛能够被打开。That
our gaze may be fixed.
那我们的眼目呢，能够定睛呢？That
our hearts may be established.
我们的那个心呢，能够被建立。And
that our faith may touch the unseen eternal realities.
让我们的信借着信心呢，能够摸着，能够得着那个永恒的实际。Precious
inheritance secured at Calvary by our Lord Jesus.
宝贝的产业呢，是借耶稣基督在加利利山上面所为我们的成就的。Lord,
we give you thanks and praise.
主，我们把一切颂赞荣耀归给你。And
Lord, do cover the inadequacy of the words.
主啊，真是求你自己越过这些话语的缺失。And
pray by your Spirit, Lord, to open the eyes of our hearts.
主啊，真是借着你的灵能够开我们心中的眼睛。
And I pray for every dear brother and sister and friend that's here.
主啊，为着每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们祷告。
That whatever the circumstance of life,
不管我们生命当中正在经历什么,
that we could learn to see through and to see you, Lord.
让我们能够看透，看过这些事情，能够看见主你自己。
Establish our hearts.
能够坚固我们的心。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。 Amen.